Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 38, The Trumpets, continued, Revelation chapter 9, 12 through 21. Verse 12 reads, "The first woe is past, two other woes are yet to come." Verse 13, "The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that is before God." Again, there is an altar in heaven. What it exactly looks like, well, we're not quite sure. Verse 14, "It said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." Again, we see angels being bound. These are obviously demon angels. And again, not all demon angels are floating around in the world today. Some are bound for a specific time, as we see here. Verse 15, "And the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind." These demon angels, see how detailed God is in the book of Revelation. Right to the very day these angels were bound, they were to be released at one specific moment in human history. God is precise. Verse 16, "The number of the mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number." So these four demon angels who have been just released are inspiring an army of 200 million people. Verse 17, "The horses and the riders I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire and smoke and sulfur. A third of mankind was killed by three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouth. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes having heads with which they inflict injury." This does sound like missiles or airplanes. Verse 20, "The rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, and bronze, stone, and wood." Idols that cannot see or hear or walk, but obviously idols that are inspired by demons. Verse 21, "Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts." Now, even under such judgment, people will not repent. There will come a time in the tribulation, and I know for sure the second half of the tribulation, that men will not be able to repent. It will be too late. Whether it's too late to repent now is questionable. I tend to think during the first half of the tribulation, there is time to repent. That's assuming you did not take the mark of the beast. As soon as you take the mark of the beast to worship the beast, it's too late to repent. Judgment will come to you.